Federal officials accuse Russia of using unwitting right-wing influencers in the United States to spread Kremlin propaganda ahead of the November election.
The Justice Department charged two Russian media employees in this scheme. Investigators say they helped to publish online videos that received 16 million views on YouTube and other social media platforms.
NPR's Shannon Bond covers foreign influence campaigns. Shannon, so walk us through the criminal case that the Justice Department is bringing.
Well, officials say two employees of Russian state media broadcaster RT secretly funded and directed the production of hundreds of these videos on social media. And the videos were often consistent with Russia's goals of exacerbating domestic divisions and undermining support for Ukraine, but without disclosing that RT or Russia was behind the videos. And officials say the reason that RT did this is that after Russia invaded Ukraine in 2022, American cable distributors had dropped the channel, and it actually ended up pulling out of the U.S. altogether. And so this was a way of continuing to spread pro-Russian narratives to the American public.
So how did this alleged scheme work?
Yeah, so the indictment says these RT employees funneled nearly $10 million to this Tennessee company that goes unnamed in the indictment. But details in the indictment are an exact match for a company called Tenet Media. This was founded by Lauren Chen. She's a conservative Canadian influencer, and Liam Donovan. And they allegedly worked with the RT employees, who they knew were Russian, to recruit influencers with large audiences to make these videos.
And what are they saying?
Well, Chen and Donovan did not respond to NPR's request for comment. And what the indictment says is that RT employees were really pushing for these influencers to do things like share the company's videos. They got annoyed when they didn't think they were promoting them enough. They pushed for angles that echoed Kremlin narratives. So, for example, an RT staffer wanted the company to blame Ukraine for a terrorist attack on a Moscow concert hall, even though ISIS had claimed responsibility.
Now, the influencers, Shannon, who are the influencers here, and why would they do this?
Right. These are some really well-known names in right-wing circles, including Tim Pool and Benny Johnson, Dave Rubin. The indictment says they did not know about these ties to Russia. The company's founders and the RT staff allegedly told some of them that there was a wealthy European banker behind the project. But these contracts they were offered were lucrative. According to the indictment, one influencer was being paid $400,000 a month, plus an additional $100,000 signing bonus and other performance bonuses for four videos a week. Several of these influencers, including Poole, Rubin, and Johnson, have put out statements saying they were victims here. They were deceived.
Now, a couple of months away from the election, Shannon, I mean, how does this all fit in the larger pattern of foreign efforts to target American voters?
That's right. I mean, these efforts are escalating, we're hearing more and more about them. Yesterday, U.S. officials also announced that they had taken down separately a set of internet domains involved in a separate Russian influence operation. We have Iran recently blamed for trying to hack both the Trump and Harris campaigns. We have China targeting American voters, according to the intelligence communities and researchers. And a lot of these efforts so far have not been very effective when we see these kind of influence operations. What's notable about this RTV video operation, it's one of the few that's actually managed to get in front of a lot of people, and it's probably because of these influencers.
That's NPR's Shannon Bond. Shannon, thanks.
Thanks so much.